It's time once again for America's favorite show, The Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd, brought to you by DrFloyd.com.
This week, starring Dan Klass and Hudson from The Bitterest Pill.
Our adventure this week begins in the waiting room of one Dr. Daniel Klass, Saddle River's most well-respected dentist. In fact, Dr. Klass is so well-respected that it is a shock to find the sole occupants of his waiting room are none other than that evil mastermind, that notorious ne'er-do-well, that vile villain, Dr. Steve, and his sock-shaped assistant, Fidget.
I love how they tell you your appointment is at 2:30 p.m., but then you don't actually get into the chair till about 3, and then you don't see the dentist till 4:45.
Why are we here?
Why are we here? Fidget, I may be evil, but proper oral hygiene is a must. I may tell little kids to eat lots of sweets and never brush, but I always take care of my teeth. I just wish these waiting rooms weren't so boring. How many times can I look at that whimsical print of a dentist's office filled with animals?
You want a minion?
No, no thanks. I read those issues of People when they came out. In 1973. Actually, hand me that copy of Highlights for Children. I want to see what life advice that ball of mischief Goofus has to impart this month. I've learned more from him than any teacher I've ever had.
Dr. Steve?
Yes?
Come on in. I'm ready for you.
Okay, sit tight, Fidget. I'll be right back.
As Dr. Steve goes in to have his teeth checked, let's check in with Dr. Floyd, who is currently moping onto the bridge of his time and spaceship. Good morning, Dr. Floyd.
Morning, Dr. Grant. Morning, Chips.
I'm not sure. He does seem depressed. Hey, Dr. Floyd, how you doing this morning?
Not good, Dr. Grant.
Well, what's the matter?
It's just... Oh, never mind.
Oh, come on, Dr. Floyd. You can tell us, right, Chips?
It's just that, well, we've been chasing Dr. Steve for 3 whole seasons now, and even though we've never let him get away with actually stealing anything, we still have not captured him and taken back my time and space travel device.
Well, don't let that get you down, Dr. Floyd. We're following every move he makes, and we'll get it back someday.
Yeah, I guess. I just feel that by letting my greatest invention slip into the hands of an evil mastermind, I've let everyone down, and it makes me feel... sad and empty inside.
Oh, pshaw, you haven't let anyone down. Hit it, Chips. You know, Dr. Floyd, I know things are kind of tough right now, but there's just some days when you need to look up into that big, beautiful blue sky, open your mouth as wide as you can, and sing at the top of your lungs.
Oh, brother.
The sun is shining today. Even though things aren't going our way. And Dr. Steve is somewhere out there, running around free. But it doesn't really matter, as long as I have you, and you have me.
See how easy it is, Dr. Floyd? Why don't you give it a try?
Oh, gee, I don't know. I'm not so good at singing.
Nonsense! Give it a shot.
All right, here we go. Me, 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 me. Even though I'm very small, I have to remember to always have heart and be happy with what I've got. Take comfort in the warmth of friends who will be there by my side. Stick it out to the very end with me.
That was great, Dr. Floyd.
Oh, thanks.
You ready for the bridge?
Oh, sure. Whatever that is.
We'll always be together.
All of life's crazy trips.
It's you and me, Floyd, forever.
But don't forget about little Chips.
Couldn't forget Chips. Oh, no.
I had no idea Chips could play the piano so good.
Yeah, look at his little fingers fly. Come on, Dr. Floyd, let's dance.
Okay.
7, 8, kick. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Change to...
Tippity, tippity, tippity.
Very good, Dr. Floyd.
Thanks.
Let's bring it home.
All right, homie.
The 3 of us are a team. Thanks to that little gleam of friendship in our hearts and loyalty in our spleens. Camaraderie in our stomachs.
What? Well... you know what I mean.
We're friends.
We're friends.
We're friends.
We're friends.
Yeah. Oh, boy, that was a lot of fun, Dr. Grant.
Sure was, Dr. Floyd.
All right, see you later.
Okay, bye.
As our heroes sing away their blues, let's check in on Fidget, who is patiently waiting in the waiting room of Dr. Class's dentist office, where Dr. Steve is currently inside having his semi-annual checkup. Fidget is not alone, though, as he's just been joined by a young boy, Dr. Class's next patient, Hudson, who is sitting next to him.
Hi.
Hello.
Going to see the dentist?
No, just wait for me.
I'm going to the dentist.
How?
I take good care of my teeth. I brush after every meal and floss daily.
Okay.
Yeah. You gotta take care of your chappers. If you don't, they'll all fall out.
Just then, Dr. Steve comes into the waiting room.
Thank you very much, Dr. Class.
No problem. Now, if you have a little pain, just take one of these.
Oh, I don't like taking these. Why do you always give me the bitterest pill?
Oh, come on. You're a big boy. You can handle it.
If I do, could I pick a toy out of the toy basket?
No, Dr. Steve. I tell you, every time you're in here, those are for my younger patients. Like Hudson here. Hey, you ready, buddy?
Sure am. I don't ever want to have false teeth, even though George Washington had them, you know.
Ooh, he sure did. Big wooden ones.
No, that's not true. George Washington had several sets of false teeth. Some were made out of gold and lead, and some were even made of hippopotamus tusks. Not one set was made of wood. Weird, huh?
Yes, that is very weird.
Okay, good to meet you.
Not only nice, but smart as a whip, that one is. I didn't know that about George Washington's teeth. That's really into... Wait a minute, Fidget. That's it. I've just figured out our next historical artifact to pillage. We're going to Philadelphia in the year 1791. We're going to make things a little harder to swallow for George Washington. We're going to swipe his false teeth.
Dr. Steve is heading to the past to swipe the most famous set of dentures in history. Will he succeed in his evil plan to make off with the mock molars? Will Dr. Floyd, Dr. Grant, and Chips be able to prevent the bilking of the bicuspids? And did Dr. Steve have any cavities at this checkup?
Not a single one.
Find out next time on the continuing radio adventures of Dr. Floyd.